Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, filling in for KP. Let's meet our alchemist today, shall we? In no particular order, say hello to Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie. Jackie, what do you think the currency will be in the apocalypse? Like, what's going to be the hot thing?
Sex, probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just think we're going primal. Everything else is out the window. We've used everything else. And now it's primal. That's what came to me immediately, and I have to go with my gut.
I think it's going to be printer ink. That shit is so expensive.
Okay, there you go. Oh, there you go. That makes a little more sense.
Right? Sex. I mean, I liked your answer. Yours is a good answer. But
good answer. I feel embarrassed. I should filter myself.
Next up, it's Chris Anthony Alvarado. Chris, you could have a dream dinner with anybody. Who would it be? Anybody.
I guess sex. A dream dinner with anybody. I don't know, my dad. Oh, which he's beautiful. Alive. I see him pretty often, but like I just love hanging out with him.
Where are you guys gonna go? Red Lobster? What's up? What's
no,
it gonna
be? He's still under the impression that that's a fancy place. No, we want some Mexican food, you know what I mean? Just a little couple enchiladas. He'll probably get the weird fish plate and just talk, you know.
Wow. I love it. It's that's realistic and low stakes. I like it. Next up, say hello to Gary Anthony Williams. Gary.
Speaking of low stakes, though, Cole, I just opened up it's a crawl space steak restaurant called Low Stakes. Oh. It's all in the crawl space.
I had one of those at sea level, but
this is a little bit better because
it's a little bit lower.
I guess Joa can tell you later, but like atmospheric pressure down low, it seals in the flavor, seals in the moisture.
It's a natural sealant.
Gary, you're known for your jazz scatting ability. Care to demonstrate a little bit of that?
Zatarans, right? Who doesn't like Zatarans? It takes a fool to not like Zatarans.
That's
a living fool.
That was their advertising slogan for a little while.
Yep.
This is a good one. Next up, James Horatio Heaney. James, you're a breakfast guy. Build out your dream cereal. What would be in it?
Cereal?
Yeah.
Well, first I'd start with ice cream, and then I would put the cereal on top of the ice cream. And when I say my dream cereal, I fucking live the dream. So you put the ice cream at the bottom of the bowl. You put the Reese's peanut butter puffs or any cereal on top of the ice cream, and then you pour almond milk on top, and you give it a good 2 or 3 minutes to settle. And then the ice cream and the almond milk become one.
What flavor
and the cereal
ice cream?
Is the crunch. Any will do, but I prefer a chocolate peanut butter mousse that has.
Wait,
like,
hold on,
really
James.
Good.
James, I've never eaten. When's the last time you did this?
I do this like 2-3 times a week, but it's usually at night.
What? No.
Wow.
With the milk on
and
top?
Then I put Nutty Buddy bars on top of.
No, you don't.
Of
no, you don't. That part's
I
a lie.
I fucking do. I do. I do, and I like it.
Hold on. This is
and no one can
this
stop
is
me
dangerous, James. That's a what you just described is very dangerous.
Nutty Buddy.
You understand my big. Sweet treat at the end of the night is like dried mango. The idea of having everything you
I
just
thought you
said,
have a sleeve of like Chips Ahoy every night.
Uh-oh.
All right, fine.
Uh-oh. Not
I mean, there has to be a middle ground between Chris's mango and Heaney's like diabetes nightmare. Like there has to be something in the middle there that we can all feel okay with, you know? But James, I admire your enthusiasm for
I put a scoop of peanut butter on top of all of that too.
James,
because for the protein.
James, I'm only attacking you because I'm jealous.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. It makes me so happy.
Well, then it's perfect if it does that. Finally, guys, last up, Joey Greer. Joey, I hear you're giving the commencement speech at your old high school. Can we have a taste of it?
Well, a little heads up on that. I actually got banned. Apparently, the email that was sent that was through hackers, not through Anonymous, but through a subsidiary of theirs, Abdominus or something like that. It's just like the lower part of the Anonymous being. It's just the abdominal section. And they reached out to me and they were just, they pranked me. But if you think that's going to stop me from going to my old high school and giving that commencement speech, I'm going to do it. And yeah, guess what? It's going to be for the freshman class, but they're still graduating, right? that she'll graduate into sophomore year. So yeah, I'm going to do it. Do I have something written out? Of course I do. Do you want to hear a piece of it? I bet you do. But Cole, here's my question. Did you graduate freshman year of my high school?
Right, right.
I didn't.
Then you don't get to hear it.
I'm not part of that club.
Then you don't get to hear it.
Wow.
I'd say I'm disappointed, but let's go ahead and do a show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. See, the email's there now, and now it goes to Gmail. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Scene one is from Patreon VIP David the Joho, who wrote, a scene suggestion, if you don't mind. A greeting card writer is sent to anger management training.
Sit down. Is it? I'm trying to read your first name on here, and it is very difficult to read.
Dan. It's D.
Hold on. Please, Dan. This is a place of peace. Slow down with your spelling. It's D. Go ahead. Okay,
it's D as in yes. Dan. Mm-hmm. A as in Ann. N is in now. Can we just get started? I think this is not for me. I've been forced to come here.
Of course you have, Dan. I think most of us are forced in many things in life. From the very birth, we're forced down the birth canal, aren't we?
I guess.
And we're forced into first grade. We're forced into our freshman graduation. And we're forced into marriage. And then we're forced into the grave, kicking and screaming in case you're buried alive, aren't we?
I mean, I could argue with some of those points, but sure.
You could argue, but don't forget this.
Well, you don't have to get married. I'm not married.
Well, I beg to differ. Now, let's go.
Hold on a second. I'm not married. I'm not married.
Dan, I'm sorry. You're here for your anger management and writing some slogans on your greeting card, but I have news for you, Dan. You're a married man.
What?
Let me call my secretary.
What the hell is this card? Claire, what is this? Are you serious?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
You thought it was funny?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't I chop off my pee-pee and stick it in my eye? What the hell is this?
A joke.
A joke?
A funny joke?
A funny joke for my birthday?
It was in the greeting card section that said funny, and you can use it for any occasion. Claire, so then I wrote happy birthday in it with my own handwriting.
Claire, I think we should take some time apart.
What?
I think we should take some time apart. I want you to have the house. I want you to have the car, but I'm going to take all the clothes inside the home.
My clothes?
All the clothes. That's
my
terms.
Clothes, man?
I'm going to take all
them.
The clothes.
But you can't
it doesn't
even
matter,
them.
Claire. It's a personal thing. You have the home. You have the car. I'm taking all the clothes.
Lenny.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. I know you don't want much, but I got you the wine you love and a personal card.
Oh, thanks, bud. Hey, you know, the real gift is spending more time with you at like a dream dinner.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead. Read the card.
Okay. Let me. Oh, it's sealed pretty tightly here. Let me do. Okay. Yeah. Oh, to my dad. Why don't you cut off your pee-pee and stick it in your eye? Oh, son, you remember.
Then we'll go over this whole marriage thing that you didn't realize later.
This is crazy.
I'm going to have to ask you something.
Where did you get these pictures of me with these people?
Most of this is not important, but I do have to ask you this, Dan. I do have to ask you this. Would you take off your eye patch and also drop your pants? I have a theory about it.
I mean, I'm embarrassed of what's behind the eye patch.
May I, Dan? This is a place of knowing and understanding.
Okay. Go ahead. You do it.
Someone just came in the door. Hold on. Yes, who is it? Who's there?
Sorry.
Hello, who's there?
This is Edible Arrangements.
No, Edible Arrangements. No, thank you. Are you looking for my office? Franklin Delamar, anger manager?
Franklin Delamar, anger manager. Yeah.
No, then please sit it down on my desk and sit down yourself if you would, if you'd like
to. I've got my pants around my ankles. Could we please?
All right, everybody, I know it's your lunch break, but come on, gather around for a second. Now, as you know, we are welcoming back Dan today.
What is this? Are we on the clock now or no?
No, this is your personal time, but I think it's worth it.
So
what are we doing?
Well, I would appreciate it. Listen, guys, Dan.
Yeah, I'd appreciate us having a... This is what we got to unionize.
Listen,
that's what I'm telling you right now. This is what we got to have a union.
Derek, I will send you to those classes. Bob, I'll send you to those
Look
classes.
Look at this, Claire.
I'll
You're going to send me classes. Away for talking about unions, huh?
Dan, I'm sorry.
And when are we going to get Claire a new shirt? You know she's wearing the same thing for weeks.
I didn't ask for this.
It's starting to disintegrate.
Okay, everybody, you can do what you want. All I wanted to say quickly, just give me 10 seconds and I'll give you a dime each.
Better be paid. Better be paid.
Yeah, it'll be paid. Dan obviously had that blow up, the famous blow up, and he's been to classes and he is now returned a better and happier man. And as a matter of fact, Dan, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Ten.
Wait, okay, I'll give you a quarter. I'll give you a quarter for 10 more seconds.
I'm going to fucking punch that guy.
No,
out. You know what? You come up here.
Derek, did you want to come up here?
Derek, come up here.
What?
Hi, Claire. Claire, can you hear me? Hello, Claire?
Yeah.
Claire, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
My God, no, my phone's not. I can't hear you.
Hello?
If you're talking to me, I can't.
Can you hear me?
If you're talking
Hello?
To me, I can't. Oh, shit.
Let me put
try. Hi, AT&T. AT&T Connective Services. Can you hear me? I heard there was a disruption in the service. This is AT&T Connective Services. Can you hear me? There was a disruption in the service.
I can hear you. I was trying to call my friend Claire.
Claire.
I noticed she's been dressed in
shabbily. Claire, 604-294-4944. Is that?
It's Klondike 4944.
Uh-huh. That's the number I have. Claire, is that you? Are you still on the line?
Claire Klondike. Hello.
So you can hear Claire. Then I can speak to you.
This is ATT Connective Services. Oh, you all right?
Tina, look, your job is to sell mobile packages. Uh-huh. We don't have a service called Connective Services, okay?
This is
not the old-timey plug-and-play, patch me through type stuff. Now, we appreciate your enthusiasm, but you're frankly, you're breaking rules here, Tina.
I didn't know.
Huge rules. I'm talking like government rules. And I might have to turn you in.
Oh, my God. I mean,
you can't listen in on people's conversations. You can't talk to them. This is Homeland Security stuff. Now, a member from the Homeland Security is already here. He just wants to ask you a few questions, okay? I didn't turn you in necessarily. I just had to report what I heard. Here he is.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Should I have my lawyer here?
You're welcome to have any legal representation. However, do know that if you do have legal representation, that will be declared an admission of your guilt.
Then I don't need a lawyer.
Good
and
idea.
And I'll say anything you want.
My name is Frank Thomas. Notice I have a dick in my eye.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Homeland Security. Yeah. Could you I'm sorry. May I finish? I'm from Homeland
Security.
Now, damn it. May I just say it myself?
Sorry, I just wanted to talk to you one-on-one. I know that we're supposed to be welcoming Dan back into the office. But I don't feel comfortable doing that.
You made that very clear when you and Derek had those outbursts in the break room. Yeah.
I wouldn't really call it an outburst, first of all.
Okay.
Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that when I get emotional, it's an outburst.
I said Derek as well, but I hear you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I'm going to take that as the way that I'm going to take it.
Yes. And that's
your
right.
I wouldn't call it an outburst.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to clarify that Dan's original incident, and we're not even going to take into account what he did today when I apparently had an outburst.
A female outburst.
Wow. Well, I guess we're going to actually name it that.
We're going to hold a vigil. Derek, they don't know how he's doing at the ICU, so we're just going to be holding a vigil tonight at the office.
So are we forgive me if I'm right. I'm sorry. I heard an outburst in here. I didn't know what was going on. I just walked by the door. Yeah. Are we waiting for him to die? Are we just going to hold the vigil and wait for him to die? Or how long is this vigil?
We're going to hold a vigil for hopes that he doesn't. We're not praying that he does.
And what exactly is the vigil going to be about? The fact that he stuck a letter opener up his own asshole and said, I'm going to make it bleed. And then did that. And then
here comes the cat claws. Here comes the cat claws.
I'm just saying what happened.
Dan, is that you? Dan?
Yeah. Are you...
Hey, I heard you were back in the office. Can you help me find a chair? I don't see so well now that I've been stabbed in the eye so many times with all those dicks.
Oh, I'm not honestly supposed to be here. You need a chair? A chair?
I'm literally wandering around. I don't even know where my office is anymore.
Here, Dan, just put your hands out. Put your hands out.
Okay.
This is a rolling chair.
That's my chair!
Yeah, don't take it from Cranky Phil. Up.
No, this is fine. This is fine. Here.
Thank you.
Do you feel steady?
I don't know. My equilibrium is all messed up. You know,
why don't you sit in the chair and just roll yourself?
Okay.
It'll be like a wheelchair.
Okay. Dan, you know, I have really mixed feelings with you being here.
I know a lot of people do.
You were my mentor and you were my friend, and I honestly didn't understand what was going on with you, and I'm glad you've gotten help, but I can't dismiss the fact that you are the one that took all those different dicks of varying shapes and sizes jammed them into my eyes.
Yeah, I feel bad about that, but I went to class. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. But I did go to class.
I know, and then I'm very happy for you, and I just...
Hey, sorry to interrupt. We're just doing donations for Derek for the funeral service.
Derek's dead to me. Derek's dead.
He's actually dead. He actually passed. So we're just taking donations for the funeral service.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear an outburst in here, but did I get it right? The vigil worked? We were actually able to kill him?
Yeah, it worked. The prayers worked. Looks like we were able to talk to the other side, and they were able to rip his soul from his corporal body. So anyway,
can we go ahead and take a collection for me so I could, you know, get my office up? I can't see very well, and I can't
have help. One eye. Okay?
Sam, that's man.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
That's a lot, man. We're
Hey, hello. I'm trying to reach AT&T Connective Services.
It's Claire.
Claire. I'm sorry.
It's Claire. Hi. Hey.
Hey, Claire. I was trying to reach you last time, but yeah. I met somebody at AT&T Connective Services. I still want to speak to you, but it seemed like it was going to be such an easier conversation if I could do it through AT&T Connective Services.
Honestly, I really need to talk. Honestly, I could really use a friend.
This is Homeland Security Connective Services. How can I help you?
Yeah. Hi. Do you guys, Claire, can you hear them too? Or is it just me?
It's Claire.
Oh, she can't hear you. Hi. Yeah. How are you? I'm Gary Anthony Williams.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Okay.
Gary, a lot of people it's don't. Claire.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, no, Claire, no, but there's another guy.
I know who you are because of the phone. I have your data in front of me. I don't know you.
A lot of people know who I am because of some illegal things I've done.
What?
You can't.
Did you, hold on a second, did you air quote on the phone? Because I can't see you. Did you pump some air quotes?
I said illegal things I've done. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you hear that?
That's fine. That's fine. I could feel it. I couldn't see it.
But did you?
Wait, Claire, so Dan doesn't recognize your union as an actual marriage?
This is what I'm saying. How am I supposed to? And then when I get emotional about it, then I'm having an outburst and it's really hard for me. And then he's allowed to just rip off his dick and punch me in the face with it. That's all kinds of fucked. That's abuse.
Well, here in this meeting,
that's domestic
Claire,
violence, whether we're married, whether he recognizes our union or not. At the very least, we're common law married. We've been living together for 7 years.
Yeah, he just sounds like he doesn't remember. Now, you look around this room. We're all holding hands, right? As we all take this opportunity to share.
Yeah.
Claire, you're better
now. Is this a sharing
now.
Circle? I thought this was like a vigil. And I was hoping to pray for Dan's honest demise.
After the sharing service, we can hold any vigil you'd like.
Oh, great. Okay. This is just sharing.
Everybody, can we say, Claire...
Claire.
Yeah, Claire, you should report that. You should report that, Claire.
What?
You should report that. I'm totally down to have that vigil right now to bring this guy to the seventh layer of hell.
I tried to report it, and every time I was calling the police, the Homeland Security connectivity people, and then they got all jumbled and they would never.
This is what I'm talking about. This is vigilante justice. We got to handle this ourselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are we having a death vigil or not? Because if we're not, I got to get back.
Not vigilante. It's a big difference.
Is there really a difference?
Look, Dan went to class, Claire. He went to class.
Right, but then...
Oh, man. Everybody left the office. I don't know how to get to my car. And that's our first scene, everybody. Scene 2 comes from listener Ben, who wrote, "Hello, lovely ladies and gents. Long-time listener, first-time writer. The show is amazing, and I have recommended it to everyone I have ever met, as per Master Pollock's instructions. Anywho, I have a scene suggestion based on Mark Gagliardi's answer to Kevin's opening question. A door-to-door salesperson selling time slots for public access TV. Thank you for everything that you guys do."
I would like to talk to you about my son's grades.
I'm sorry.
Just a teacher's assistant. Go ahead.
No, I'm also the teacher's assistant. Do you want
us
to get...
I'm so sorry. I did want the teacher.
Oh. I will. I'll be right. I'll go get the teacher.
I'll go get him.
That way, if you mix it like this, you're going to get more of a martini taste, you know, traditional martini taste. What do you guys want, huh? Aren't you in the classroom? What's going on?
Crack.
Yeah.
There's a...
What's going on here, huh?
There's a... One of your students' mothers. I can't use the words.
Do y'all want to be teachers someday?
Yes.
Okay, then what the hell's going on here? If you can't tell me what's going on, how the hell am I supposed to understand that you're going to be able to give a lesson on the Civil War or maybe what Napoleon did?
Right. Good. Yeah. One of the mothers of your student.
What is the subject?
English. English.
English. Okay, great. Let's go down there. Okay, so let's go. What's the nouns here?
Mother.
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 Mother's a student. Noun. Student's a noun.
Talk.
Okay, great. I did want to talk to you then, you the teacher. I'm Bankston's mother.
Oh, this is strong.
Is that not
just a martini
juice? Okay, it's not just a...
Well, there's olive juice in there. It's dirty. Dirty as all hell.
It's... I came during school. It's just school still.
It is always a school. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I don't want to talk to you about my son's grades then.
Okay.
Mom, did you go down to the school? Did you talk to my teachers?
I sure did. I did. For you, Bankston.
I wish you hadn't done that, Mom. It's hard enough for me. Everybody beats me up every day because my name is Bankston.
All right, I can pause it right there. So if you see, this is an entire 16-set DVD series that we can upload to PBS anytime. All right, now, I know what you're thinking. I already have public access. Why do I need this 16-DVD set of this mother going to a school?
Before you even say that,
yeah.
Look, I already have public access. Why do I need this 16-set of this mother?
Well, I'm just talking, because what does public access give you, really?
Access to the public.
If, right, exactly, but not all the public. So what we've done here at Clarence County is we've got all these GoPros everywhere, and we've like outsourced to different families. So they record all this stuff. We get all the images. We just truncate it, cut it down to 16 DVD sets just for you, okay?
I'm going to stop you right there. Now, my husband and I are interested in making content. Look at his face. Edmund, show him your face.
Hello, here's my face. It's at the opposite side of the back of my head.
What can you do to get us?
So you want to get on PBS? Okay, well, right now we have a time slot available. It's right now it's from 2 a.m. to 2:30 a.m.
May I speak privately with my beautiful wife?
Of course. 1 second.
Baby, 2 a.m. to 2:30 a.m.
I think it's perfect. I think it's golden. I think that's called the golden time.
That's the golden time.
Okay, but let's not let him know that we're that interested, okay?
You do all the talking and I'll just run.
Look at that face of yours. You belong on television. You belong on television.
It's a quarter of the way from my ear.
So we don't love...
I'm sorry, I cut myself. I'm bleeding on your sofa.
Just hold on for one second.
I'm sorry, I just cut myself.
We don't love the time slot, but it is workable for us.
Do you have a towel or something?
I'll get you a towel as soon as you can get this in writing that we now have the time slot 2 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. What do you say?
Yeah, that's fine. Just a towel would be great. I just cut my hand.
Yes, it's me, Bingston's mother. I'm just trying to get a Whopper. And get out of here.
Order up.
Okay.
If you want a photo, I can take a quick photo. But
sure, yeah. Do you want a blepsy?
Yeah, I'd love a blepsy. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Where's Braxton?
Bankston's at home. He's
Is Braxton at home?
My son's name is Bankston.
Okay.
Bankston. Yeah. Maybe okay. I'm a little bit famous, just a little bit.
Excuse me.
You turn on public access at 4:30 in the morning.
Excuse me, guys. Ma'am, could you just step?
I want a blepsy.
Could you just step aside? You smell like Blackston.
Like what?
Blackston, that kid at school, Blackston. You smell like him.
It's actually a real name. I didn't make it up. I named him after a famous character in a book that I love.
Anyways, I want a blepsy, and you smell like Blackston.
Okay.
Yeah, Mom, it's true. I go by Blackston now. I just thought it gave me more street cred and made me cool.
Okay.
Is Blackston in there? Can he come out and play?
Wait a second. I'm fine with you changing your name, but how old are the people that you're playing with?
Hey, excuse me. Is Blackston inside that house? Can he come out for some gunplay?
Mom, you gotta let my crew in.
Gunplay?
Let my crew in, Mom.
I feel like I'm losing you. I feel like ever since we agreed to do this public access TV, ever since I put the GoPro on my forehead, I've lost you. You can't make eye contact with me. You're constantly looking up.
Blackston, we're only going to wait for you 5 more hours.
I mean, I hate to say it, but the 2 to 2:30 in the morning slot, it's just not doing well, you guys. I was really hopeful that this could have worked out, but the numbers aren't there.
Let me talk privately with my wife. You want to sit down on our very sharp couch over there while we speak?
Yeah, of course.
Darling, I don't know. I mean, I thought that was the golden.
It isn't the time slot. It's that we're doing a slow rollout. It's about to get good, baby. You know it's about to get good.
So just stick, as you like to say, just ride the horse that we came in on?
Well, because I always say, just ride the horse that we came in on. Look at you. Look at you.
Okay. I'm looking at me.
Okay.
Oh, my God. My shin.
So we're blaming the time slot.
Oh, my God.
Slot.
I cut it's down not to my bone.
Slot, but we're willing to stick with the horse.
I can see the bone. Oh, God.
We're going to bring horses. We're going to introduce horses.
Do you have like a beach towel
episode.
Or something? Do you have a beach towel?
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I can't be canceled. We're one of your best hours.
You were one of our best hours, okay?
Listen, I know. I know that I went to the bathroom, but I don't know how to turn this camera off.
It's not
And I
you.
Need to use my,
it's
and usually
you.
I cover it, but now I have an issue and I need to use both my hands when I go to the
it's
bathroom.
Brisbane.
It's a new issue.
It's Brisbane.
Blackston now.
It's Brisbane now. He wants a spin off and he got it.
I feel like I don't even know him.
I'm sorry, we're cutting
He's my
you,
everything.
Not the show.
I have no friends. I have no husband. I moved here after both of my parents died. I have no family. And now you're telling me my son is Brixton?
It's Brisbane. Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Mom, I'm sorry. Good day. Look, it's hard growing up in the public spotlight, all right? I'm going through a lot of trouble here. I was Brisbane. Waltzing Matilda, Gnarly Sheila.
Anything you want, as long as we're together. As long as we're together.
We will be maybe one day, Mom. But right now, Brisbane's gotta fly.
Whoa, whoa! What?
Hello, sir. May I come in?
Yeah. I don't usually just
thank
let
you
people
so much.
Inside.
Oh, nice place. This is a nice place. Now you see, I'm carrying a briefcase. So I'm here on official business. Now.
Okay. Well, I don't know who you are. And
so hold this paper and hold it up to your face. Now that's good coloring. Let me ask you a question. Oh, wow. When's the last time you saw yourself on television?
I've never been on television.
Get out of town.
Never.
No, I'm being serious. Get out of town and go to Hollywood, or don't bring Hollywood to you.
I can't go to Hollywood. I've got
that's
a job.
Right. I'll bring it to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't have a face for TV.
You got a face. You got a voice. Can you say this line for me, please? Read this line right there.
Coming soon to
and
theater
cut.
Did
you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And for $12.99 a month.
Hey, guys, can everybody gather around? The people of Valley Village, can I get everybody around?
Is this, we're getting paid for this or no?
Yes, we're getting paid for this in a way. I just got a letter that everyone in Valley Village, east of Valley Village, all the way to Eagle Rock, we all have to move to this town.
Too much.
It's what it is. There's some guy who's got a great face and a great voice, and they got to move us all there to
Clarence County? What the world? Where is this?
I don't know where that is. I
is
do not know where that
there?
Is. There's water. They're paying for us all to move there. They're going to relocate us all.
But is there water? Is there even water there?
I suppose there's as much water as there is here in the greater Hollywood area.
But, this is crazy. I mean, I've been here in Eagle Rock for 6 years. I mean, these are my roots.
Here's what they're willing to do to you, Jameson. They're
You're
willing
50.
To dig up the lawn around your home and carry your whole home. They said they will relocate your swimming pool to this Clarence
It's not,
County.
It's George, it's not about that. I've been here for 6 years, okay? This is home.
Well, the paper's signed. We're going. It's signed. Now, we can get happy about this or we can keep fighting about this, but it's signed. We're relocating.
I don't know what to say. I have an improv show tonight. I can't
the
just
show
leave.
Is moving as well. Do you not understand? They're moving us all there.
And there's water, so can't be bad.
I don't need your permission.
Now, sir, if you'll look out the window, you'll see we're setting up shop. By shop, I mean town. And by town, I mean Hollywood, the greater Hollywood area. Even Eagle Rock, which is like,
this is
I'm
a violation
of
my
person.
HOA. This is definitely
you
a violation.
You don't need to worry about that. Now, you do need to worry about the people that spent time in Eagle Rock, but we'll talk about that later, okay? There's a bit of a different vibe over there. It's like, give me
and
space.
And you're sure I'm ready for this?
Of course. Of course. Okay. Here, read this line.
Coming
and
soon
cut.
To a-
that feels nice.
That felt even better. I guess practice makes perfect.
Okay, now it's time for you to meet all of Hollywood. I'm going to open the front door and welcome them in, okay?
Okay. In? Wait, I don't have that
Hollywood,
many guests.
Hollywood, come on in!
We're on the way. We're on the way.
Wait, is that an improv team?
Yeah. Oh, we got improv. We got
Dylan, I saw that you had a lot of people at the place the other day. I'm going to raise your rent, okay?
I didn't, those weren't my friends. It was a spur of the moment thing. I didn't invite them. It was pretty much a home invasion.
So you want to make a police case of this?
No.
You want to make a report?
No.
And then how about this? Since you've gone all Hollywood on us and you're wearing really tight leather denim, you know, why don't we do this? Uh-huh. Why don't we...
Excuse me, sir. I'm reading your eviction notice for your client, and I don't know why you laid out such a great step by step of that day that you evicted him. Uh-huh. And I just want to go back to the clothing description of him.
All right.
He was wearing tight, I'm reading this not only word for word but also verbatim.
Yeah,
tight. Leather
denim.
Do you have a sample of the clothing he was wearing?
Yeah, of course. Look at this. Keep it on my person at all times. Feel that.
Hold on. Let me just call Doris. And hey, Doris.
Yeah.
Remember when you bet me $150 there's no such thing as tight leather denim?
Yeah.
Where's your fucking purse, Doris?
What?
Look to your left and get out your fucking purse.
I keep it on my right.
Mom?
Yeah?
It's me. It's
Brixton.
Spankston.
back to Bankston.
I've done a lot of growing up, Mom.
You look amazing, and the wings, they've calmed down. Way yeah. less bleeding.
Yeah. You know, it's been weird growing up in the public eye, and, you know, I had so many ups and downs in my career.
I've been watching.
Terrible leather denim phase I went through. Yeah. You know, the time that I got to host Masterpiece when Laura Linney couldn't make it, that was great. But I just realized the whole time I missed you. You're the one who made me, Mom, and I wouldn't be who I am without you.
Is Bankston's mom inside?
I made friends. I have people now. I don't need you anymore. I realize that it's not that I loved you, it's that I needed you, and now that I don't.
And cut. That's a wrap on this season of your life. We're going to move time slots. This has been an incredible season. Everybody, Hollywood, come on in here. Come on in, everybody.
And cut. Cut. That's a wrap on the making of this season.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, dude, you did a great job. We're going to move you to that 208 to 238 time slot.
Yes.
This has been an incredible season.
And that's our second scene. Scene 3, our final scene today, is from Patreon Alchemaniac Kevin Prado or Prado, who wrote, "Hey KP, I hear you have a pool. If you ever need someone to come out and maintain your pool, I don't mind driving the 3,000 miles each week to take care of it. Just give me a place to stay and a healthy weekly allowance and your pool will look immaculate. Just give me a call at," and there's an actual phone number that I'm not going to read. Scene suggestion. National yo-yo competition. You are all the best, KP.
Oh, shit. God, I knew Nationals was going to be important. I didn't know all the best hot
Don't
shots.
Freak of, Don't freak out. You've trained for this.
Who am I talking to, my dad or my coach? I don't know who you are right now.
You're talking to your dad and your coach, well, okay? Okay, dad. Your dad says, I'm so proud of you even if you lose. And your coach says, you've trained for this for years.
Look who it is, though.
Okay.
It's Belinda Blades. It's Steven Slices. And it's Chuck.
Just keep in mind, every one of those yo-yos is attached to a string, too.
Belinda Blades, that's right. I'm here to walk the dog on my inline roller skates. I can do
anything. All right, Belinda, we've seen it before. Jesus.
It's my intro.
Save it for the fucking dance.
It's my intro.
Yeah, we all got an intro, Belinda.
Yeah, whatever. This is my
turn. Hey, get ready. Go round the world with chalk. Round the world I go.
Belinda.
And I'm home.
All right, let's see. We have Belinda Blades. Raise your hand.
Yep, that's me right here. Extra tall with my inline skates.
Belinda, you look fantastic and the skates look great. Steven
They're
Slices.
Actually not wheels. The wheels are yo-yos too. They're actually not even wheels. They're also yo-yos.
Belinda, that is fantastic.
It's actually not even laces. It's yo-yo string. I have these made special for the occasion.
They're custom, huh, Belinda?
They're custom.
That's great. That's great. Steven Slices. Raise
slice,
your
slice,
hand.
Slice, slice. How thick you want it?
Whoa, this guy's made of pizza.
I guess as thick as you'd like it, Steven. I just want to let you know, Belinda, you're going to be up first.
Oh, yeah.
Slices, you're going to be third. Chuck, you are going to be, hold on. Let me get my numbers right. Belinda, number one.
Number one.
Steven Slices, you're going to go second. Chuck, you're going to be third. And
wait, hold on. It's Chalk. C-H-A-L-K, Chalk.
That's why your hands get so dirty whenever you touch them.
Are you serious? I thought it was Chuck.
Chalk. Okay, Chalk, you're third. And the kid with the two coach dad over that.
His name's Matt Johnson. His name's Matt Johnson.
Matt Johnson. You are new to the Nationals, I take it, Matt?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy to be here.
You are going to be fourth.
I just want to say it's really cool to meet you, Belinda. It's really cool to meet you, Steven. Really cool to meet you, Chalk.
Yeah, hey, Matt. What's your thing?
Talk to me after I win, all right?
Okay. Awesome. Dad, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that song.
I get to talk to him after he wins.
Hey, Bat.
We don't know who's going to win.
Yeah.
You want to even contend in this thing? You got to have a thing. You know what I mean? We got Slices over here. His entire jumpsuit's made out of pizza. We got Chalk over here. He's never moisturized in his life. You touch him, that skin's just falling right off. It's coming off right onto your hands. You got me. I've got these amazing inline skates that I've made special.
We know, Belinda.
Yo-yos.
I mean, some people call me some things. Coach,
what do you call you?
Can I tell him?
We were going to make it a surprise, but okay.
Massacre Matthew.
Whoa, holy crap. How'd you get all those in here? This is not an open carry state.
This is Tim Timmerson with the 11 o'clock news. Tragedy has struck for the first time in the 150-year goings-on at the National Yo-Yo Competition. The words can be described as no less than a massacre. As a young fellow first-comer, Massacre Matthew Johnson thrilled the crowd with laser-sharpened yo-yos and decapitated what's described now as over 50% of the onlookers and 50% of the competitors. We'll have more after this message.
I was going to stop you before that anyways. We got to re-record that. You are smiling inappropriately this whole time.
May I say this? I hated 50% of that crowd. So there, okay. I can see very little problem in what happened down there. They call it a massacre. I call it a happy massacre.
Yeah, but we just need you to, we just want a straight face.
For you guys, I am happy to re-record. For me,
okay,
there will be a smile on the inside.
On the inside is fine. And also, clean up that last part. You're slurring like you're drunk, okay?
No, I'm not drunk, and I am dead serious about this. I had a little petite mouth stroke, just a little petite mouth. A cute one.
All right, everybody, gather around, survivors of the NYYC massacre. It's been a year. I know a lot of us haven't touched strings, yet alone yo-yos since. And, you know, this is a safe forum for us to just move on.
What the hell is he doing here?
The hell am I doing here? I'm one of the lucky ones.
No, not you. Not you. I mean, Matt Johnson's dead.
My son has a right. My son had a right to do those moves there. He didn't know it was so dangerous. It's the first time we did it in a crowd, and he's serving time. I don't have to be punished for that.
May I speak as one of the coaches at the event on that fateful day? Even though he did kill 50% of the crowd and 50% of the participants, his performance was so good that he was actually the champion. So let us at least show some respect for that part.
Thank you.
Champion? Champion of killing people? 50%.
Wow, Belinda, you came to visit me in prison?
Yeah, I came to give you a piece of my fucking mind. Well, I may have survived, but you fucking ruined my blades, and that's like ruining my soul. Look me in the eyes.
Tell me you love me or something.
Are you out of your mind?
I think so.
Massacre Matthew? That's your thing?
You said I had a heaven.
Fuck.
No.
You're a sick.
No.
You are fuck. I'm going to put it back together because I believe you are sick fuck.
What do you want from me?
I said sorry.
I said I'm sorry.
So yeah, it's okay that he's here, everybody. Okay, let's just relax.
Is it?
Because I knew he'd be here, and I have new information that I'd like to bring to light.
What?
Matt Johnson. Uh-huh? I went through microfiche in a library. You know how they have that? I went through all this microfiche.
Tiny fish.
And I looked up stuff. It's newsreel print from, never mind. Anyways, I looked at it all. His last name might be Johnson, but it really isn't.
What?
It's Duncan. He's a Duncan.
Wait a second. Duncan like the yo-yo brand?
Oh, I thought like the donuts.
Hold on.
Wait.
Like the yo-yo brand.
Not
the or is it the blood. Donuts? Is it the was, donuts? Or?
No.
Is it
it's
D-U-N-C-A-N or D-U-N?
Let's go to that fucking Dunkin' Donuts and burn it down.
Let's go burn down the donuts.
Burn it down.
Hey, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts and get you a sweet
Tragedy has struck in and outside the local Dunkin' Donut shop when a roving band of donut burnt. Oh, God damn this.
You know what? This is, I don't know.
Can
what
I just
was
take
wrong.
These segments? Because this no, is insane. How many segments. Times does he get to redo it?
God. Well, first of all, he didn't even finish it. We can't put that up.
And I know.
He's smiling.
All right, survivors of the DD Donuts on 13th Street. It's been a year since our Dunkin' Donuts was burned down by a confused mob of yo-yo.
I just wanted the donut hole.
Why is he here?
I know he shouldn't be here. I know, but he's technically a survivor of it.
I know
he wasn't even there on the day. He's just a regular who missed it.
He just likes
it.
The donuts.
He missed it by 2 hours.
I just like
well,
the donut
the
holes.
Thing. I knew he'd be here, but I found out that his last name isn't Smithson.
It is.
It's Midgey, as in Duncan Midgey's the donut hole. He's a donut guy.
The tiny little hole. The tiny
Munchkins?
Little leftover.
Munchkins, yeah.
But my last name is Midgey.
But why'd you call him donut holes, Midgey?
That's what I call
him. What are you doing here exactly?
I work for Homeland Security.
What?
I've been putting tabs on all of you. You are all
tabs.
Now,
me?
Yeah. You're all agents, all right?
Huh?
You're all agents. You understand?
What?
You're working for
we just.
Am I not clear? Can you hear me or not?
You got to be out
I
of your
I can't hear
mind.
You. I'm trying to come on with AT&T. I cannot hear you, right. Buddy.
You know, let me see.
I cannot
see
hear
if
you.
I can just,
it's Claire.
Let me move around. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Dad. Thanks for coming to visit me, but can I talk to my coach?
Okay, I guess. I'm the same person, though, Matt.
But, you know, like that side of you?
All right. All right. Now, I know it's been down and out. We've had some down parts, but to walk the dog, you got to be at the bottom.
Thanks, Coach. We did good, right?
Oh, my. I mean, it was 50-50. It was 50% really good and 50% massacre, which turned out not to be a good thing. I just heard names like Blades and Slices, and I thought, when I was training you, I thought, you know, we got to up that. And as a Duncan, as a member of the Duncan family, I wanted to be the best. That's my fault. This is Dad talking.
Cut. That is a wrap on Braxton's directorial debut, Yo-Yos in the Donut Shop. Wow. Good job, everybody.
Wow, that was nice.
It was nice. That seriously was nice, yeah. Braxton, buddy, Braxton, that was more than I ever hoped for. Like this, nobody had hired me in years, and you gave me a chance to play the role of my life. So I want to say personally, thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You are amazing. I can't wait to see this premiere in the 2:30 a.m. slot next Thursday. We should have a watch party or something. You know, just really blow it out.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. You played Claire, right?
Yeah, and also. Blades.
Yes. No. Of
I
can. Course.
I just had to change my voice a little bit.
I know I think we had a couple of scenes together, but I just want to say it was like real cool working with you.
Yeah, it was really cool working with you. Thank you.
Holy crap!
You did a really good job.
So I thought everybody except me was the actual real. You're not really Belinda Blades. You're not really her.
No, or Claire.
Oh my God!
I
thought
actually
everybody
did both.
Except,
yeah, I just wore my hair in a ponytail for
holy
one.
Holy crap!
And then I took it out. And added this for the other.
The only real person here is the actual massacre Matt, you know, because I wanted authenticity. Oh. Matt, why don't you show some yo-yo tricks while we like wind down and stuff?
You got it.
Both of my characters.
Guys, welcome to the 11 o'clock news. Tragedy with a capital T. And a tiny Y at the end. And the Y is really a big Y. Murder or massacre Matthew Johnson has done it again.
Look, I'm the president of this broadcasting network. I got to tell you, when you said tragedy with the...
Hold on a second. I'm the president of this broadcasting network.
Oh, my bad. I'm the vice president of this broadcasting network. When you said tragedy with a capital T...
Wait a second. Right, I'm the vice president of this broadcasting network.
I'm so sorry. I'm the COO of this broadcasting company. Now, I had heard capital T tragedy. That's funny. Okay.
Wait a second. I'm the COO of this broadcast.
Guys, there's been a bit of confusion down at the radio station. Apparently, a female sperm whale has declared herself the COO of the broadcasting network. We have her here with us today. Let me just put the mic underwater. Hello. Hello. So, apparently you claim to be the COO. Do you have any paperwork showing that you are?
I know the letters COO. They look very similar, but one is missing a chunk.
Ooh. How was work?
It was hard.
You never hear anymore.
I have to say, I try my best.
Timmy, turn off of that goddamn TV. Are you watching Corporate Whales again?
Yeah, so what?
But it's my favorite. Oh.
I understand, and it's a great show, but your mom and I are trying to get a little bit of nap in before our sexual section. Do you understand?
I have to sleep before I have sexual section. You boys are old enough to talk to you about this, you know.
You certainly are.
You're
old enough to see our sketch pads that we sketch of each other while we're having our sexual
section. Come on, we don't want to see that. We don't want to see that.
We have to be honest with you about the way that the world works and the way that the bodies are.
All right, here's your mom's foot.
There. Oh, my God.
That's not so bad.
Jeez.
And then there's my shoulder right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not so bad.
All right, and then here's what about, I can't tell what that, his scratch and sniff, so maybe I can sniff it and see what that part is. And, no, darling, I can't identify.
All right, well, good news and bad news. The bad news is we're going to cancel Corporate Whales. The good news is we got you to a nice condo down in San Diego.
Condo,
huh?
C-O, something, something,
Oh, God.
And that's our show. Oh, boy. Let's thank you, Sure Alchemist. See what's going on with them. James Heaney.
Thanks for having me on. It has just been a real damn pleasure. I want to remind everybody, on the last Saturday of every month at 11 a.m., you can tune in to Alchemy This's live stream on twitch.tv, /AlchemyThis.
Nice. Joey Greer.
I want to echo that and say that you can also go to @TheRealJamesHeaney. I think on any social media or streaming services, and you'll probably find James doing something. So I want to on any day of the week.
All right, Gary, cute stuff, Anthony Williams.
Hey, first of all shout outs to James' social medias. Mm-hmm. Shout outs. I'm going to start doing live shows again with my improv comedy troupe, The Black Version. We'll be at the Groundlings starting July 31st. Come, especially if you're not vaccinated, come in and get real close.
And
come
laugh loud.
And laugh loud with some, aspirate while you're at it. Why don't you?
Nice. Jackie Gonzalez to Ruthie.
I got to say, The Black Version is, one of my favorite shows. Such a great show.
But
such
you can't compare it to James's social.
But I can't compare it to James's social. So definitely check out James's social. And the most wonderful pod of the year is celebrating Christmas in July and watching some pretty interesting movies. So you can listen to episodes of that. It's about Christmas movies.
Nice. Chris Alvarado.
Yep. Big shout out to the real James Heaney on socials. It's funny to when you come up with that name, James, right? You're like, all these motherfucking James Heaneys out there. I got to make sure that people know they're coming to the right one. I love that. Also, I love when I'm tagging you in one of our posts. It's the longest name. I feel like I'm spending more time with you. Really quickly, as we were recording the podcast, my mom called me. So I said, recording Alchemy This. I think she's doing voice text, but I'm just going to read you what her reply was. Oh, love that show. My neighbors think I'm crazy laughing in this sweltering weather because I'm listening to your podcast. I love only everyone on this podcast. I do have a favorite son, oh mine, and it's Joey. XO, ma. There's no.
Wow.
I can't imagine that she was saying, I have a favorite, and there's got to be a comma situation there, right? Where it's.
No, voice to text. That's what she said.
What do you. I don't see any other way you could read Carrie, what dude, she wrote.
She has please, a favorite Carrie. Son, and her favorite son is Joey.
Mm-hmm. I do have a favorite son of mine, and it's Joey.
Okay. Yes, where is the mistake in that?
Because it's right. Because maybe it's.
Cause I love you, mom.
Because it's got to be a mistake, right, Gary?
Look, buddy, you should go into voiceover. That's all I got.
I saved that one for last. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the social service. I've started using Letterboxd a lot. I don't know if people know that thing, yeah. But it's a cool service where you can go and like log all the movies you've watched or watching. You can review them, all sorts of stuff. It's great. It's really cool. I'm just at Cole Stratton on there. You can follow people and they'll follow you back or whatever. And you can check out reviews. And it's a good way to find out new movies and things like that too, and track everything. So go check out Letterboxd. It's just like it's letter, but the box doesn't have an E on it. So it's BOXD. So it's Letterboxd like that. So go check that out. I think it's a really cool service and it's neat.
Sounds like somebody's getting paid by Letterboxd.
Hello.
No, not a penny. I've paid them to be part of it as a patron, which is like nothing. But anyways, let's thank our engineer and producer guys, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time.
Alchemy.